Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher and thanks for checking in with us. Got a great show for you today for this Friday, May 19th, 2012. This is our 505th podcast. Glad you're here. Got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to bring you some Hawaii vacation news, give you some ideas for things to do if you're coming to Hawaii in the next couple of weeks, and also talk about our topic of the day, which is getting out of your comfort zone when you come to Hawaii Nei. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii. Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com or just give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. You can also get in touch with me on Twitter. You can follow me at Aloha Bruce or also check us out on Facebook. And you can find all these links right on our website at hawaii-aloha.com. If you're interested in the things we're talking about here today, then you get over to our podcast page, which is hawaii-aloha.com/podcast. It'll give you all the information I'm talking about here today. And we also do extra stuff there to give you some links and other information to help you make your Hawaii vacation a great one. You know, that's all we do here is help folks plan Hawaii vacations. So if that's what you're doing, you've come to the right place, we can help you out with that. We have over 15 agents that are either born or raised here or lived here most of their lives. So you're going to get the experience here from people who actually live here, work here, and understand these islands. Isn't it a better idea to do a vacation with folks that are living here? That's what we're all about, and that's what we can help you with. And I would love to hear from you. Special aloha to our friends in Japan and all over the world. Please get in touch with me. Let me know you're listening to the show. You can just drop me an email if none of the other ways work at bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. Let's get right into some Hawaii vacation news for you. To jumpstart the holiday season, Alaska Airlines is adding 4 additional flights to Kauai from Portland starting November 5th. This addition to their flights is a precursor to the higher demands for trips to Hawaii, generating $12.7 million in visitor spending and $1.4 million in tax revenue in the state of Hawaii. And this is a calculation made by the Hawaii Tourism Authority. Alaska Airlines will now be operating 26 flights to Hawaii from Portland, including nonstop flights to Honolulu, Maui, and Kona. Now, Alaska Airlines flights from Portland to Kauai during the month of December are currently running around $497 per person one way to $669 per person one way and beyond. So despite the increase of flight options, prices aren't dropping any lower than roughly $900 per person round trip for Christmas vacations to Hawaii. Even on sites like Priceline or Travelocity that we check, flights are steadily increasing by the day. So if you're looking into planning your winter trip to the islands, especially over Christmas, now's the time to start doing that. Give us a call, give one of our agents a call, and we'll get you the best rates and low prices on both the airfare and the accommodations. Speaking of Kauai, it used to be, you know, one of the world's best-kept secrets for vacationing and travel. Well, the cat's obviously out of the bag, which is great news for tourists. With over 1 million visitors in 2011, tourism to Kauai increased by 6.3%, with visitor spending jumping 18.3% to $1.3 billion. Although this may be due to the island's desirable, you know, landscapes, just how beautiful it is and the relaxing lifestyle that we have here, a bigger contributing factor may be the increase in the actual hotel resort occupancy. Now, think about this. We've had renovations over at the Sheraton Kauai and the Grand Hyatt in Poipu. St. Regis Princeville opened up just last year up on the north shore of Kauai. We got new resorts like the Kōʻākea, which is not so new, but a couple years old, sort of new. The Kōloa Landing, Wyndham Grand Resort popping up. Kauai has just a lot more hotel accommodations than ever before, so it's no wonder that Kauai edged both Oahu and Maui, which is hard to believe, on visitor spending and arrival growth in 2011. So Kauai is just doing great, as you know, and I've said it before, I love that island. It's one of my, I think it is our favorite island to get away to. I mean, people ask, where do you go in Hawaii, if you live in Hawaii, we go to Kauai. We love it there. And we actually do love all those resorts I just mentioned. The Grand Hyatt, of course, being our favorite. Speaking of visitor arrivals and spending, the Business Economic Development and Tourism Board revised its 2012 statistics on May 9th. And you got to see these numbers. These numbers were first forecasted in January 2012, but they were revised again in May. And it looks like increases in spending, I mean, in visitor arrivals, has been 6.5%, an increase of 6.5%. And spending, listen to this, spending is up 10%, which is a big number that we look here. And there's some other interesting statistics I wanted to share with you just real quickly here. The number of visitors traveling to Hawaii for meetings, convention, and other incentives jumped 25% from January 2011, even though it's still kind of soft. While the daily average spending per person nearly rose $10, now it's up to $192 a day. So that's an interesting number to keep in mind. The average person spends here $192 a day. That's on top of everything else, folks. Okay? We're not talking about your air and your hotel. We're talking about that. $192 a day. Arrivals from the U.S. West were up 3.3%. From the East Coast, 4.1%. Travelers from Japan increased 3.9%. Canadian visitors rose by 9%. And listen to this. Cruise arrivals to Hawaii surged 22.7% in January of 2012. Over 13,000 people came here on boat, by boat. So interesting numbers here, and that explains why we see these continuing higher rates on airfare, on hotels, and everything. It's because it's supply and demand, folks, and those numbers tell it all. Okay, let's talk a little bit about some things that are coming up this next week if you're going to be here. There's the Mamo Maole Arts Month. Native Hawaiian artists and cultural practitioners come together during the month of May for their 7th annual celebration of Native Hawaiian arts community. Upcoming events include the 7th annual Native Hawaiian Arts Market, and that's going to be this Saturday and Sunday at the Bishop Museum if you're going to be here, and the Mamo Mamo Eat the Streets, which is going to be Friday, May 25th. And we've talked about Eat the Streets. These are these great events that take place here on Oahu where you can just sample so many great foods from these food trucks. We'll have this information up on our podcast page. Also, the lantern floating Hawaii is going to be here again. That's on Memorial Day. It's going to be at Magic Island. This is a really, really wonderful thing to experience, these lanterns. These are lanterns that people put together and put notes on and send out to sea. It's had locals and visitors alike coming year after year to commemorate our American soldiers who have died during the World Wars. This year, they're expecting 40,000 people to gather around the island, with the program beginning 6 p.m. and lasting 90 minutes. You definitely want to check that out. The lantern floating ceremony over at Magic Island. Definitely check that out. Also, want to mention Honolulu Farmers Market. If you're looking for a late afternoon activity, or if you're sick of hearing the word happy hour, then check out the Honolulu Farmers Market. It's at the Neil Blaisdell Center, right on Ward Avenue and Kapi'olani Boulevard. They're open every Wednesday from 4 to 7 p.m. and offer shoppers and visitors an array of fresh fruits, vegetables, floral boutiques, crafts, handmade goodies, and everything you can imagine. So if you want some unique things, unique souvenirs, get over there. You'll definitely find what you're looking for at the Neil Blaisdell Center during the Honolulu Farmers Market. Also, like I mentioned last week, that Waikiki Art Fest, great thing to do on Saturdays and Sundays on the 19th and 20th. Again, this weekend, handcrafters and artisans will be right there. You can browse up and down. It's free, and you'll find some beautiful artwork from local Hawaiian artists. And over on the Big Island, the film festival is going to be happening this weekend. You want to stop by the shops at Mount Alani or the Fairmont Orchid in Hawaii on the Big Island and watch some movies screened in the warm outdoors. It begins Thursday, May 24th. It lasts to Monday, May 28th. Filmmakers, family, and friends gather and watch some of the most artistic independent films of the year. So check that out. There's also for more information on our podcast page, hawaii-aloha.com/podcast. And you can also check it out at Big Island Festival.com. www.hawaiivacation.com. Okay, let's get into talking now about our topic for today, which is when you come to Hawaii, it's a good idea to step out of your comfort zone and try new things. Now, we asked our Facebook followers to give us some insight about how they've stepped out of their comfort zone while vacationing in Hawaii. And, you know, we got some interesting feedback. While some folks have faced their fears with zip lining and parasailing, others have branched out and tried local foods like poi and lokomoko. Other folks have said they plan to go beyond their limits with water sports, dolphin swims, or surfing. But, you know, a trip to Hawaii can be as adventurous or as relaxing as you like. But today, let's focus on kind of the thrill-seeking aspect of traveling to Hawaii. Now, keep in mind, thrills don't always necessarily mean physical adventure. Stepping out of your comfort zone can mean anything, from trying a different food or clothing style to branching out, listening to different kinds of music that you normally wouldn't listen to. And what better time to try these new things than when you're here in Hawaii on vacation, right? You know, especially when vacationing in a place like Hawaii where customs and traditions remain rich and alive in everyday culture. Plus, Hawaii's landscape allows you to do a multitude of things and a multitude of adventures. There's so many things you can do, like, you know, hiking or going on a scary journey like a shark cage adventure. You know, they have these shark cage dives that you can do. You know, you're in a playground here and you're visiting Hawaii, so you can take advantage of it and return home with, like, a killer story. You know, isn't it great to go back and say, you know, I have done this? That's what Hawaii can bring to you. So a few of our Facebook commentators, I call them, let's call them commentators today, said that they tried poi, which is a traditional food that Polynesians, Hawaiians, and locals still eat today. But it was an ancient staple that was considered a sacred part of daily Hawaiian life. And it's made from taro. It's basically mashed and pounded into this like pasty liquid. And a lot of visitors get to try poi at luau's, but you can pretty much find it anywhere. It's even in the grocery stores here island-wide. But, you know, with poi, you either love it or hate it. I hate it. I don't really like poi. I could do without it. I like it mixed in with other things, like they have poi bread, which I really like. But, you know, I can say that I've tried it, and I feel good knowing that I've branched out. I've tried it. It's completely out of my comfort zone, out of my norm, but I tried it. And it's a good feeling to do stuff like that. Water activities is always a big hurdle. You know, a few weeks ago, we talked about how limiting or not Hawaii is if you don't know how to swim. But this week, we're saying, you know, get out there and create some experiences, water related or not. Hawaii is just an ideal place for ocean sports, obviously, like surfing if you've never done it before, snorkeling, kayaking, swimming, or supping, which is stand-up paddleboarding. And there's just tons of things. I mean, you could even go prone paddleboarding. Yeah, there's just so many things you can do. How about shark fishing or night fishing? You know, there's just so many things you can do. It's a much more agreeable place to jump in the water than any other place that I can think of in the continental United States, not only because the water is warm, but it's refreshing and the sun dries you off in like minutes. Plus, the colors, they're so tempting. You know, it would drive you mad if you didn't at least just put your toes in the water. It's just really a great place to test your limitations and just see how brave you really are. There's just something about Hawaii that brings out the adventure seeker in everybody, and I hear it all the time. People tell me that they want to try things for the first time, or they're asking me whether or not they should do it. You know, I get the questions about zip lining, and I get the shark cage thing a lot, and I've talked about it before, and it's on our blog if you want to talk about it, if you want to read about it more. But I know I can say this is true because I've lived here, and I've lived here now for 20 years. So I know that it just does that to people. Hawaii does that to people. So when you step outside of your comfort zone, most of the times you're going to receive the award of personal achievement and powerful accomplishment. You know, a few years ago, I talked about how on my 50th birthday, I stepped out of my comfort zone and completely changed everything about my lifestyle, the way I ate, the way I exercise, the way I did everything. And that changed my life. And I did it, and the whole catalyst for this was a cruise that we took. I went on this cruise, and instead of eating and drinking and doing all the things that you know you're not supposed to do, I turned it into an exercise regimen. And that lasted until today. So it really is an opportunity for you to do that. And this feeling that you get, you should experience it all the time, really. You should do it every month. You know, branching out and trying something new gives you fulfillment beyond what we experience on a day-to-day level. And let's face it, fulfillment is something that everyone seeks. It's what we question about our lives or our struggle every single day. You know, humans continuously strive for fulfillment in their lives. I mean, that's what we do. So that being said, why not just branch out, try something new or different when you come to Hawaii? Even if it's something like tasting sashimi for the first time or swimming into deeper parts of the ocean or renting a moped instead of like doing a rental car. All of these are fun experiences that ultimately build character and give you satisfaction. So these feelings will help you and transcend your vacation into something much, much bigger. Now, don't forget, don't lose your nerve. Because my guess is if you try these new things, it's going to definitely be worth it. So get out there, enjoy yourself, and try something new. Hopefully that will inspire you to do that. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We're out of time here. I want to thank you very much for tuning in. Don't forget to catch our blog. We post new stuff there every single day, hawaii-aloha.com/blog. Also, a reminder, catch me on Twitter, Facebook, many other ways. But most of all, just reach out to me. I really would love to hear from you. Bruce@hawaii-aloha.com. That's going to wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, I'll say aloha and mahalo.